Yo, this is Neil Windlass. He's back once again. Excuse me.
Once again, I have sinuses, allergies. But did you see that debacle? Did you see this mess that they call the black community, that we have the so-called culture called BET Awards? You see nothing but hoes. You see nothing but gay men kissing motherfuckers. You didn't see nothing but motherfuckers wearing dresses. Did you not see this debacle? I was looking at bits and pieces of it off of YouTube. This is our culture. This is the culture that we're trying to keep. Why are we trying to keep this? So we're trying to raise our daughters to be whores, and then we're trying to raise our sons to be little faggots? I couldn't do this on Facebook. And I don't mean faggots and whores. I mean it even more than a way. This is goes against what the Most High God has gave us. And then you had the nerve, old girl. What's the name of that movie, baby boy? I hate you too, Jody. What's her name? Taraj something Henson. She had the nerve at the end of, or the parts that I seen. It looked like the end of it. I'll be cool. But she had the nerve to ask the black man to come back to the table. Do you know why she asked the black man to come back to the table? Just like this basketball player that's spitting red pill shit. These people are noticing this. This shit is mainstream on the low. They call it red pill content or black men leaving black women. I don't give a fuck what you call it. Man, you got white man leaving white women going with oriental women. This has nothing to do with color at the end of the day. This has to do with the culture. And I'm not talking about the white man culture, white woman culture, feminist culture. Now, I will spit on certain feminist cultures, but I'm talking about the black community and how it affects us. You have got the mother... If you black women, you have adopted the feminist code. Then you took the white man's welfare, and between the white women and black man, or black woman, between the black woman and the white woman, y'all took affirmative action, made yourselves double minorities. Now you're using the gay people to do that, whether they're a man or a woman. What does that leave the heterosexual black man or any man, period? And then when you seem like a threat, whether you're a white feminist woman, I'm a X them out. I'm just saying a black feminist movement. You think you could do like Kaepernick? There's this girl that she's a hammer thrower. She had two women there. They're doing the United States thing. She didn't do it. She turned her head. She didn't bow. But see, what I'm trying to tell you is the white man don't like that. He made y'all mammies for a reason. And now, you guys are trying to vie for power. The white man and or the white woman, they're not going to give up their power. But here's the problem. You black women, y'all got them crumbs for damn near 40 years, and you think you can do this. It's anybody, just like how the black man is fussing to the black woman, anybody in power, they're not going to give up their seat. The black woman, just like any other woman, when a man is in power, they're going to get in with the program. They're going to get down. We could go back to Egypt. We could go back, oh man, we could go back even farther than that. But these women, what they're doing, they're trying to play both ends. I know some of them are saying they're going to divest and go to white man and this and that. Them relationships don't work. Them men just knock them off and don't be with them. But what's really going on, these black women, they are trying to show their political power. They are trying to show that white zaddy, when you call it the thing the black man was supposed to get, but the white woman and the black women got. Affirmative action. Now you got all that power. Now when you start flexing your muscles, the white man, white zaddy, he spank you. Hey, and not only that, then you see niggas knocking your bitches' heads off, knocking weaves and wigs off. Now you want to come back to the table. But I'm not about to do the come back to the table thing. I'm just saying, you assumed yourself as a man. You act like you got testosterone. Now you're going to deal with it like a man. And nobody ain't going to raise your bastard kids. Because in a minute, them simps is getting ready to be laid off. You know why? It ain't going to be because of no violence or nothing like that. Well, some of it might be. But really, they're going to be breeded out. I do the numbers. 51% of black men are not with nobody. They're not with white women, Latin women. 27% are virgins. And I'm not saying all across the board. But if there's black men and white men and Oriental men, black men and Oriental men, they're probably vying tie for tie. If they're not doing the Pookie and Ray Ray thugging, robbing, and killing, oh, he can read? Oh, man. Man, he's probably at the 27%. There is a divestment. It ain't talking about black women divesting from Blackistan. What y'all, black ass? There's a divestment coming from the black men. They are not participating. It's so bad. Some of our mamas fucked us up so bad. Not saying these men turned gay. Not saying these men are this or that. Some men, you know, in our group, they're just knocking women off. They're pledged their lives to not get married. And then there's others. They're not participating. They're sitting on the shelf. And you're like, what do you mean sitting on the shelf? Man, they're going monk mode. And then I'm going to be honest. I think a lot of the people that say they're going monk mode, they're really doing like the most of the brothers. They're knocking off what they can when they can. And I'm telling you the truth. Well, I'm hitting this fire ass blunt. You want to hit this baby? But, hey. These women are uncooperative. These are not our mamas and grandmas. That's what I teach the young ones. We ain't got no time for that. These men would, like I said, would rather sit on the shelf, meaning they would rather sit it out. They will die. I know a lot of people, like, I listen to a dude named Nabi, and then there's people say Kevin Samuels, but I heard it from Nabi first. And then another dude named Tommy. Man, y'all asses, y'all hoes is gonna die alone. The only difference between a woman dying alone and the man dying alone, the man understands. We was born alone. We're gonna die alone, even when we're with somebody. These women want to have something. They want to be covered. These women, our generation, from motherfucking my mamas. All right, I'm gonna do it like this. The baby boomers on down to, I'm Generation X, there's millennials, and then there's like the kids, like my children's age. I've got a 17-year-old son, soon to be 18, and a 15, soon to be 16-year-old son. The men in them groups, they're done. And you can count this motherfucking generation out, not a whole generation. You got like three generations, two, my bad. But I am part of the second generation. I come from motherfucking Generation X. I seen this early. I seen the women. They were mean. They always had some mouth. They always had something to say. I didn't play that. But most of the people in my generation, the males, they were simping for them women. Oh, you have to get with the black queen. But what's going on, you got Taraji P. Henderson basically asking the black man to come back home or come back to the table. You know why? You know why we got some of these celebrities that are talking about Kevin Samuels or certain other people that a lot of y'all don't know, but I'm listening to? They've been talking about this for years. Now the women are catching on, and now they know they're getting ready to die alone. Now I'm about to go back to my diatribe of there's a difference when a black man or any man dies alone. If he dies alone happy, that's cool. If he's witness, see, in the black community, a lot of black men, they will jack off by them sex toy robots they're talking about, or they're just going to watch porn, or they're just going to play video games, and they're going to die happy. They want to have wives. They want to have families. They want to have legacies. But if they see there's nothing but divorce, child support, and alimony, the fuck is it? What good is it for? Why? To see your kids and then even your grandkids on a scheduled visit? These men are checking out in my community. No, they ain't doing that. They're just... And I think what's going on is the women, like I said, even celebrities. You got Shaquille O'Neal talking about Kevin Samuels. You got certain celebrities. I'm not going to get into that. Most of them are women, black women. But they're trying to keep themselves covered. The only way as a whole you keep yourself covered is if you're married. Now, I will say this. As the black people, how I knew my grandparents, my moms and them, they were married. The woman is covered when she was married. Everything that comes on that man is on his head. It's no matter what it is. These women are having single children. Or they're having kids from a single union. They're not even in relationships. They're on some hit and run type shit. Maybe even the woman doesn't even want the man. But then they think that those men that they have produced in the last 25, 30 years since Oprah was saying niggas ain't shit, and now these women, they're just getting bumped by the 21%, 20 to 18% of, you know, men that ain't shit that all of our mamas raised, all of our grandmas raised. Now you want to complain? Nah. These men, even the men from that 20%, they have done things they shouldn't have done, being Pookies and Ray Rays, robbing, having kids from multiple baby mamas, even abusing the women. What they're doing, as soon as they come to the knowledge, they're like, oh, my whole life was a lie. They're not going to fight against it like them simps. They're not going to fight against it like the old guard, meaning them old ass simps. They're going to run with the program. And these women, and I'm going to tell you, these celebrities see it. You know how I know? Ask Monique. She's going in. She heard Tommy. I know she watched Tommy. Tommy Sotomayor. She's saying, you are making us look bad. But see, the only problem is, she wasn't doing that when she was 25. You see what I'm saying? It's always when the black women are older. And I'm not talking to say this or make people look bad, but women of other nationalities, they might go through a whole phase more than likely, but they are still going to clean that up before they get in their career and get a man, procure a wife and husband, or a husband. They do it in a certain way. We gotta be extra. Not we. No, y'all niggas gotta be extra. Y'all need to have them extra ass. You need them extra ass niggas too, from the same your homegirls that raised them. And then you be like, where the good man at? Man, all y'all women didn't need no man in the house. And what you did, you turned the children away from the man. I don't know which is worse. When you turn the daughter away from a man, because she's the future that's going to be the gateway to keep the black community going. Or the men. Because now the men, the younger men, they're awesome. They're out of here. They're done. They're gone. Stick a fork into them. It's over, man. It's done. And they be on some other stuff, and it's not really other stuff. This is what should have been done about 50, 60 years ago. But 50, 60 years ago, we were sticking to our women because, you know, how we were raised as young men. And our mothers were different than the women that are the women of today, and it was a slow evolution. But now what we're going to do is, and now what the women are seeing is, like I said, the women are sitting on the dicks of the thugs. And what is the number?
out of 100%, those women are laying up with the 20% bottom tier, meaning ain't shit motherfuckers. Uh-huh. Now, while 30% of black men, they're married. And they're married to black women. Well, I hate to say it, the demographics is changing. I would say they would be married to black women, but then now there's a 25% of black men leaving the community, meaning they're leaving them niggas, their family, whatever, and they're being with a woman and they're teaching their kids a different thing. They ain't showing them that nigga shit. We don't have a culture. All we have is debauchery and ratchetness. Bitches looking like Lizzo twerking at motherfucking restaurants, family-owned restaurants with families in there. Not thinking about, I don't care what color, there's a dad, a mom, and children. You've got Nicki Minaj, you've got, what's her name? Cardi B, you got Minaj, you got all that shit. And the girl's name Minaj just tells you enough. And then these women, they hope you nutting them. They hope you bust that ass open so they can put you on child support. And if you marry them and or motherfucking alimony. And then what's going on out of the 100%, like I told you, there's 30% that are married. And now I'm about to clarify it. 30% are with black men and black women. The black men and black women, though, they keep divorcing. So that's why I really don't count that, because I've looked at other statistics. Blackdemographics.com. Check it out. They get down with the CDC and certain other things don't get. But then you've also got 25% of black men out of that chunk that are married. They're married out. And then as younger as the people are, the more of them it is. And then, like I said, these black women are choosing the 20%. They're poor. They're raised by their mother. They might have been raised wrong more than likely because they seen different stepdads and different niggas in the house. They're fucked up. Some of them, they make money doing their thing. But the women are vying for that, or they're vying for a white man, but most don't get that. But they're all sitting on the same 20% dick. 80% of these women in my community are sitting on that dick. They're having kids and they're expecting other men to take care of them. And then even if they know the man ain't gonna take care of them, they're gonna do this little thing called paternity fraud. Paternity fraud consists of, this is your kid, and I got you on child support, and raised this kid. Because sometimes, and it's not even sometimes, even all women do this, but black women do it a whole lot more from the stats I've seen. They do it because women, they're trying to, their function is to be with the man, bear the child. And there was an old saying, mama's baby, daddy's maybe. Let's just say I'm Russian, and the Chinese people attack me in Russia. The woman, even though I already knocked her up before they invaded, the Chinese man rapes her, whatever, she's gonna be like, that's your kid. But she's gonna want him to take care of her and that child. See, the black community, and I hate to say it, even the African communities, they run like that. In certain countries, they do that. But see, here, we're here of deception. And I'm not knocking how a woman, because her nature is for the best man fit to take care of not only her, but if she gives him children, to take care of them. Cool. These women are doing it in a deceptive way, and then what we call the white man or the system will lock you up if you do not adhere to that contract that which you didn't sign. Back to what I'm saying. These black men are gone. Taraji P. Henderson, she knows what's going on. She's probably watching the dudes I mentioned earlier, like Tommy, Nabi, listening to Kevin Samuels. She's listening to this. And then a lot of them, I'm not saying all, they know it's the truth. And really, I want to say most of them Most of them so-called sisters, I just call them black women. They know what it is. What they're trying to do is they knew their great-great-grandma, because we reproduce quick, our great-grandma put granddaddy, great-granddaddy out the house, and then it kept going from there and there, and they knew this was wrong. They knew this was going to happen. They knew this was how it was going to play. They knew they were going to lean on the white man. But now when the white man start leaning on them, let them take away the motherfucking subsidized housing and welfare in Section 8. Or they slim it down just a little bit. They're already doing it now. These black women on TV, on BET, are saying, basically, come back black man. She said, I hate you, Jody. But now she's screaming. I know that was a role, but I bet you she believed it because she played that shit good. She ain't no type of submissive woman. She just motherfucking broke up with an NFL player and said she about to do her. But then they want to say when they recognize the chips are down, once they're in their motherfucking, I say 35 to 55, now they want to sing a different tune. You black men, especially you young ones, especially my son's age, and I'm sure young black men might hear my shit. I hope so. That'll be my daughter's age. You know, 6-7 years younger than that. Man, don't you listen to that. Because they're trying to use you as utility. And it's cool. Women do that anyways. But the way black women do it, they're the new slave drivers. They're enslaving you to give you back to the white man, which you're supposed to have been free. But you keep fucking with these women, you'll never be free. Now you see, your boy, Mr. Windless, will talk to you again in another one. 100.